see.
Okay. Have you ever heard people around here say peaky?
Yes.
Or puny, something like
puny.
That?
Puny.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a man, if a man is very big and muscular and he can lift heavy weights, you say he's very...
Muscular.
Mm-hmm. Or that sure is a...
Strong.
Okay. Have you ever heard people around here say he sure is a stout person instead of, and mean
yes.
strong? Okay. Well, what about a person who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper? You say he's mighty...
Gentle.
Okay. But what about, you know, some boys when they reach a certain age, maybe 13, 14, 15, something like that, it seems that they just run into everything. You know, they're just all arms and legs. You say he's mighty what?
Clumsy.
Mighty clumsy, okay. Or what about a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense at all? You say he's just a plain...
Dummy.
Dummy, or have you ever heard anything else?
I've heard something else. I can't think of anything else now.
Okay. What about if a person said, now he's just a plain fool? Is that a pretty strong thing to say about somebody?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what about a person who has plenty of money but he likes to hold on to it? You'd call him a...
Stingy.
Stingy. Okay. Have you ever heard people call him tightwad?
Tight.
Okay. Well, what about if you say a person, well, he's just a common person, what would you mean by that?
Just an average person.
Just an average person. Could that ever, have you ever heard that used, or would you ever use it to carry a bad meaning about a person? You know, something derogatory? You say he's just common. Could you ever mean that? Would you ever mean that in a bad sense?
Not really.
Okay, just an average person. What about an older person, someone who's about 80 years old, but she still does her own work and she doesn't get tired? You might say, well, I don't care how old she is, she's still mighty...
Spry.
Okay.
Spry.
Okay. But what about, let's say your children are out later than usual. You might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
Okay. Or what about, somebody might say, well, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
scared.
Okay. Or talking about somebody who at one time in the past was afraid of the dark or scared of the dark, but she isn't now. You might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she...
used to be.
Okay. Or talking about the other way around, you might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid. She... You know, if at one time in the past she was not afraid of the dark, but she is now?
She used to not be.
Okay. Well, what would you describe a person, how would you describe a person who leaves a lot of money lying around on the table with the door unlocked? You'd say he's mighty...
he's mighty... careless.
Okay. Well, what about if you had an aunt named Lizzie? You might say, well, there's really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
crazy.
Kind of crazy? Okay. Now, would you ever use the word queer to mean crazy or strange or peculiar? She just acts mighty queer?
Yes.
Means same thing?
See, no.
Okay. Well, what about if a man makes up his mind and there's just nothing in the world that can make him change his mind? You say he's mighty what?
Stubborn.
Stubborn. Have you ever heard anybody say anything other than stubborn?
No.
Do people around here say bullheaded or...
yes.
Mule-headed? Something
yes.
like that? Okay. What about talking about somebody that you just can't joke with him unless he... and, but he'll lose his temper even if you joke with him? You say he's mighty what?
I just say he doesn't have a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Do people around here say he's a mighty touchy person or something
yes.
like that?